Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this Getaway Friday. Friday, August the 28th, 2026. 17 minutes past the hour, a Getaway Friday here. True Getaway Friday, last Friday in the month of August. I had to think about that for a second. Is this the last Friday in the month of August? I think it is. Now, we're not saying goodbye to summer yet. The first day of autumn is not until September 21st, but the last Friday in August means that autumn, fall weather, leaves, things of that nature, changing colors are right around the corner. Think about that. The year just keeps on flying right by. Now, I do want to let everybody know, apparently there is something wrong with the Diet Coke machine at McDonald's on Route 95. This morning, it was not as big as a kerfluffle as it was yesterday. I pulled in this morning and got right up to the microphone, and they said, "We're sorry, Diet Coke is not working. Everything else is working, but for some reason, Diet Coke is not working," which tells me their most popular drink must be Diet Coke. Now, Coke Zero was working. So, I really had to think long and hard this morning, and I thought, well, should I get the Coke Zero? Because I'm not opposed to Coke Zero. But then I thought, yesterday, when I drove down to the Duke Station, close to the boulevard, I could get a much larger drink with for only like 20 cents more. And that went pretty well yesterday. So I thought, well, I'll just go ahead and do that. I've got plenty of time this morning. So I went down to that Duke. And lo and behold, I think the gods were against me because there was a lot of traffic this morning for whatever reason. Even though there was quite a bit of fog out there. The gas station was definitely busier this morning than it was yesterday. Now, I'm not sure why that was. Maybe it's because it's Friday. Who knows? But that place was dead yesterday at just about the same time. Today, there were a lot of people in there, and I got my soda nice and easy. Everybody was very nice and got in and out. But the traffic was a mess. It was very difficult to get out of there. So that's my morning as we start off this Getaway Friday, last Friday in the month of August. How about that? Now, I did hear this morning that caramel apple is starting to pop up, but, you know, last year it was the middle of August, and we were seeing caramel apple, not caramel apple, pumpkin spice. Pumpkin spice Cheerios, pumpkin spice Starbucks, pumpkin spice donuts, Krispy Kreme. Still haven't seen any of that so far, and it's the last Friday in August. Last year we were seeing it about mid-August, but this is where I came up with caramel apple. I'm told this morning that apparently caramel apple is giving pumpkin spice a run for its money this year. Now, I don't think those two things taste similar at all, caramel apple and pumpkin spice. Two different, isn't one a vegetable and one a fruit? Although pumpkin, we're not really sure. Is it a fruit? Is it a vegetable? Depends on which farmer you talk to. So, two different food entities there. And then you've got caramel, which is really what caramel is. Why we pronounce it, caramel, I have no idea. But a caramel apple and spice are not really the same thing. So who knows? I don't know. All I know is I used to hang around with somebody who loved the caramel apples. You know, the ones that you buy in the store. I haven't seen those out yet this season either. Or either. However you want to say it. But they loved those things. They were an easy person to deal with. Because if you just got them a package of four of the caramel apples, they were a happy person. In any event, that's how I'm starting this Friday morning. Now, the phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. And we've had a pretty good dialogue this week regarding a lot of different things. So feel free to call in. I always enjoy the phone calls. 740-383-9944. Now, this week, we have certainly discussed Monday night city council meeting in which the flock camera veto was not overturned by the mayor. A matter of fact, they lost a vote. Although there is a lot of news, I was reading the papers this morning, there is a lot of news about flock cameras and things going on, but in Marion, they will stand. What's going to be the compromise when it comes to legislation? When city council committees convene again, I believe, on September the 8th, we don't know. There will be no city council meeting or committee meetings on Monday because it's the fifth Monday. I don't know how that's all going to turn out, but I will tell you this. The interview we did with Bill Collins, Mayor Collins, is on the Facebook page. And there are something like 90-plus comments, and it's growing every day, talking about his veto and that particular interview that he did with us after Monday night city council meeting, which I do appreciate him doing. It's the second interview he's done with us. Now, some people support him and some people don't. It's still a hot issue for people, and we'll see how that all turns out. Yesterday, we talked a little bit on this program about nepotism and how do people get their positions in Marion. Some people seem to feel that maybe it's the boards made up here in Marion, the boards that appoint these positions. Some people said not. I think it's an interesting question. We talked a lot about curbside recycling, which, by the way, a lot of people were wondering where their curbside recycling goes. Well, I guess it's not curbside anymore. Where their recycling goes when they drop it off at the city garage. And we learned from the city garage, I called down there and they called me at 6:30 in the morning yesterday, that it does go to Rumkey. Rumkey picks it up and takes it to their Westerville plant for recycling. So that's what happens to your recycling. So that's the story on that. Let's see, what else have we talked about this week? A lot of things. The Kroger gas station, a lot of work's being done on that. We see a lot of ground being broken. Culver's out on 95 in front of Meyer. Looks like it's nearing completion. Probably just got to do the inside of the building and pave the parking lot. And that might be ready by, let's say, October, November. Probably the same thing with the Kroger gas station, unless they run into some problems. I don't know about this Starbucks out here. It doesn't seem to be moving nearly as fast. But there's a lot of subjects. Does anybody have anything to say on any of those on this Getaway Friday? 740-383-9944. And pumpkin spice versus caramel apple. What happened to pumpkin spice? It was the most popular thing in the world. Has it now taken a dive? Could that possibly have happened? Oh, man. That's the sign of the apocalypse, isn't it? That pumpkin spice would take a dive. Let's see. Oh, and I did want to say, I talked to Buckeye Guy again this morning, right before we went on the program. I had a missed call from him yesterday here at the studio in the afternoon, so I talked to him right before we went on the air this morning. He's getting better each and every day from a stroke he suffered just last week. A week ago Wednesday, so about, 10 days ago now, 9 days ago now. And he's sounding better every day, so I am very glad to hear that. And I imagine he'll be up and around before we know it. And we'll all be happy with that, I'm sure. All right, well, I'm getting a picture here from one of our listeners out there this morning. Well, how about this? Does anybody like the Flips pretzels? Now, these are Flips Dunkin' pumpkin spice donut covered pretzels. Now, is that right? Flips Dunkin' pumpkin spice donut covered pretzels. Now, how good must that taste? I think that's kind of interesting. Donut covered pumpkin spice pretzels. And apparently these were found at Kroger. So maybe pumpkin spice still is out there. Maybe pumpkin spice this year has partnered with Dunkin' instead of Krispy Kreme. Maybe that's where I'm missing this. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe it's actually Dunkin' who's got the contract with pumpkin spice this year, and it's not Krispy Kreme as it was last year. Does this sound good to you? Dunkin' pumpkin spice covered pretzels. Well, to that listener out there, how does that taste? And those are the Flips pretzels that everybody loves so much. I don't know. Does that sound good to anybody? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay. Oh, and yesterday, we had an interesting conversation about all of the people who now are popping up on social media. I don't want to say that they're trying to report the news, because I'm not sure that's what's happening. But I guess they're getting attention by doing memes, and they're posting things and doing Facebook Lives and kind of using the city's current problems to get views and likes. And, you know, as I've said before, I've thought about this. There's nothing illegal with doing that. And I don't know that there's even anything wrong with doing that. I think people can do what they want to do. I think the difference between now and in the past, because there has always been humor and there have always been people trying to report on things. I think the problem is now is that there used to be a little bit of a self-governance that you tried to report things the best you could, and you tried to be as accurate as possible. I'm not sure that these people are trying to do that. And also, you used to try to leave your opinion out of stories. And I'm quite sure these people are not trying to do that. So I always wonder, are people just trying to let you know how they feel? Is that really what this is all about? And then I think of the humor aspect of it. Because, you know, I understand that some people are trying to be funny. And maybe people do find these memes funny. I'm not saying they don't. But, you know, the humor that used to be out there was not meant to hurt the person who the humor was about. It was meant to highlight the situation. And I'm not sure if that's the situation anymore. I think it's very pointed because of the person's opinion doing the meme or I don't want to even call it a story. I guess doing the report. I don't know. Everything's become so personal, I guess, is what the point of this conversation is this morning. And I really do hope that they stop streaming these city council meetings live. Again, I understand why they do it. It's transparency, and I think that's a good thing. But I think it's encouraging a show. It's encouraging exhibitionism. And I don't know if that is a plus. I'm a matter of fact, I'm quite sure it's not a plus. Now, I'm being told by our friend out here this morning who bought the Flips pumpkin spice Dunkin' covered pretzels that they are really sweet, but I bet they're good. I bet they're good. Again, the phone lines are open this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz if there's anything on your mind this morning. We would love to hear from you last Friday in the month of August as we move along here this morning. You know what's fascinating to me? Again, the civics lesson that we have all been following this week. That flock cameras sort of highlighted, is that people still feel... Well, we'll take the phone call here, then we'll come back to this. All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, you was talking about memes.
Yes.
What are memes, actually?
Memes are essentially somebody takes a picture or they take a situation. It's like a block, usually, on social media. And they kind of twist the picture and put words in it that maybe somebody did not say, or they're encouraging somebody to do something. It's like if you see a picture on social media, and let's say there's a picture of a city council person in there, and they say, you know, this person did the wrong thing with their vote for Flock. That's a meme. You know, it's not really like the picture, the original picture was. They've kind of twisted the picture, and they've turned it in. It's kind of like a billboard, a social media billboard for the negative.
Okay.
Hey, have you ever seen those?
I don't recall, but you know, I didn't know what a meme was. But
it, that's what a meme. It's essentially a picture on social media that most of the
draw a mustache on them, or
yeah, funny. You can do that, or you can just take a picture from another situation and you cut that picture out and you put it in your meme. And essentially, it's not. Let's say the picture was taken in an office, and you take that picture and you cut that person out, and let's say you put them in front of a burning house, and you write, you know, the city is burning down, and you got that picture there with that person standing in front of a burning house, which is not what the picture was to begin with.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do any of that, so...
Well, no, I've never done a meme myself, but that's what people are using to grab people's attention, because, you know, pictures work better than words with grabbing people's attention. And just putting a picture of the person up probably would not garner the attention that a meme would. But, I mean, do you think these people are really trying to be funny, or are they trying to get attention?
Well, I think they're trying to get attention, and it helps the people following them.
Right.
That's what they want, you know, because the more they get, you know, the more money they make and stuff.
Right.
The more followers.
But you know the thing about it is that that's okay. There's nothing illegal with that. But in the process, are you misinforming people? And you know, it's people's egos are very interesting.
Now, Trump puts out a lot of AI images. Is that what you call so-called memes?
Yeah, that could be a meme.
Him being God and...
Yep, that would be considered a meme, yeah.
And him thinking that when he gets blocked for it, he says he was a doctor or something like that.
Yeah, that's a meme. But okay. I don't quite understand. It's created a whole wave of people here locally. Because of the problems that the city is in, it's created a whole wave of people doing this.
Well, what they need to do if they want to say something to the politician or something like that is go to the meeting.
Well, see, that's a whole...
I get tired of some people, I won't say any names, that... dog the people all the time, but then won't get in and participate.
Well, that's the odd thing. There seem to be two factions here.
They're not ready for prime time and all that stuff. I mean, I just like Trump now. He's having a lot of problems, you know, his poopy pants and all this and stuff. But he dishes it, but he can't take it. He makes fun of it, people, but when they make fun back, it's treason. He wants they should be killed.
Well, here's the thing. There are two factions of this whole group with the memes and so on and so forth. One group does not attend city council at all and just makes the comments. The other group does attend, but it's almost like they create a scene just so they have something to report on. They're creating the event. You know, they're getting thrown out of the meetings, or they are asking questions themselves, and then they're reporting on themselves asking the questions.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of content creators out there that go way beyond their scope on something, not because it's a cause they really believe in or something, but, you know, they just try to do something to grab the people's, attention or something.
Well, you know, this is interesting, because years ago, long time ago, decades, Marion Media used to ask questions during city council meetings. And we stopped doing that. Now, at the time, we was WMRN and the Marion Star. Now, the reason we stopped doing it during the meetings were two reasons. Number one, the officials agreed to be available after the meetings to speak with us, so we could ask them direct questions and tape it and bring it back to the listeners, or the Star would interview them, and it was easier to write down the quotes. But the other thing was, we felt at a certain point that if we were getting up asking the questions, we were no longer reporting the story, we were becoming the story. Because if we get up and say, well, why did you vote that way during the meeting, then we're part of the show. If we ask that after the meeting, it's just a question. It's like an interview. You're not interviewing somebody when you stand up during the meeting and throw a question at a council person.
Well, during the meeting, you have a lot harder chance of recording it, so people could hear it too.
Well, anything, especially in those days before the internet, when you couldn't get clips off the internet, you weren't going to carry your recorder up there, and the Marion Star wasn't going to carry their notepad up there to get the quote right. So it was just much harder, and that's why we decided, well, we'll do it after the meeting. But the main reason was we did not want to be part of the show. We wanted to ask the questions. And a lot of times when the meeting is in progress, there might be something coming after your question that you want to report on that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, and it's a lot easier to talk to them in person and maybe have a follow-up question for them, too.
Right. When the meeting's over, I mean, the mayor, I did 10 minutes with the mayor on Monday. There was a lot of stuff that I asked him in that interview. Some of it didn't have anything to do with the meeting, and some of it did not. You know, the points came about at different times in the meeting. So, I mean, what am I going to do? Get up there five times during the meeting and ask questions for the same effect that happens after the meeting? You know, at that point, I think you're becoming part of the show.
Yeah, if the mayor's listening, you know, coming on and talking to the media is going to make him a more beloved politician than, you know, not doing it.
Well, he's been very nice to me the last two times. There hasn't even been a discussion. He said, yes, I'll do it. We stand there and do it right at the corner of the box. He never puts a time limit on it. He answers every question I ask him. He never knows what I'm going to ask him. So I give the mayor a lot of credit in that.
Yeah, I wish I would have heard. You said you had two interviews with him.
We did two. We did one the night that Flock Cameras passed city council to be prohibited, and then we did one last Monday night. They're on the internet, by the way. If you go to the Facebook, if you go to the website, Adam always does a great job of that. If you go to the website and my section, the early show, you'll see Mayor Bill Collins, and you'll see the date. You can hear the interviews there.
Okay, I'll have to try to do that.
But don't do it while we're live this morning.
Oh, no.
No. Well, hey, thanks for calling in.
Yep.
All right, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And by the way, I think the mayor came off very well in both of those interviews. I thought he sounded fine. I thought he answered the questions fine, and that's kind of the whole point. You know, at this point, I would honestly have to say, I don't know of any politician in town that would turn down an interview with me. I can't think of one. If there is one, somebody would have to point it out to me. 740-383-9944. Feel free to give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind. If anybody heard the interviews with the mayor that we've done two of them now, how do you feel they came off? I think they came off fine. But definitely a lot of discussion on social media on the interview that we did with the mayor on Tuesday morning. I believe it's over 90 comments now. That's a lot for an interview, especially with a local person. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have anything to say? A lot of topics here. We're talking about recycling. We're talking about flock cameras still to some degree. We're talking about how boards are run in Marion and nepotism and so on and so forth. We're talking about pumpkin spice and caramel apple. You know, it's hard to say caramel. I always want to say caramel, but I don't know if people pick up on what caramel is. We did learn that Angie Smith is the county's appointee to the board that will oversee the city, headed by the state auditor. So that board has come to fruition. I think we'll start meeting in September, is what we're told. But there's a lot of interesting stuff going on, isn't there? There's always something fascinating going on. There were a lot of good ideas that people put forth. And it is somewhat easier, I would guess, to give opinions from the sidelines than it is to actually be there. You know, there's a lot that goes in to why somebody votes the way they do. There's a lot that goes into that. Partially, I think you're voting the way you are because that's how you feel. And partially, it might have something to do with the party you're in. Partially, it might have something to do with the way other people are voting. You know, we haven't talked a whole lot about why flock cameras got fewer votes to overturn the mayor's veto than they actually got to pass the legislation. You know, that's very interesting. I felt that was going to happen, but I think that was because of the nature of how people were treating people. I think that the conversation got so bitter about flock cameras that I think there were city council people who said, you know, I'm not exactly sure about this flock camera situation, but you cannot threaten people. You cannot attack the FOP for just having an opinion. You can't do all these things, and I think, I don't know what that is. You know, to me, it's almost like spiking the ball in football. You know, you're not supposed to spike the ball because that's not good sportsmanship. Look at me with a football analogy. And it almost seemed when the flock camera vote passed city council with a 5-4 vote, it almost seemed like there was a lot of spiking of the football. And I think the outrage toward the even the idea that the mayor would veto that was off-putting to a lot of people, especially the way it was handled. And again, I am not talking about people's opinion. People can have their own opinion. People can say, I don't think the flock camera should be there. That's one thing, but that's not what was happening. I mean, it was attacking the FOP, it was threatening people, former council people, in regard to even showing up at the meeting. I mean, it got out of hand. Phone lines are open here this morning, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give me a buzz. 47 minutes past the hour on this last Friday in the month of August. Now, I believe Harding football plays again tonight. Kind of interesting. They won their first game last week. A lot of years, no matter how good or bad Harding's football team is, they always seem to win the first game, which is usually a home game. Now, I don't know why that is. Maybe it's just the home field advantage and you're excited because it's your first game, and for the seniors, it's their last opening game. They always seem to win the first game more times than not. But will they be able to keep that streak going tonight? Will they be able to get to a two-game winning streak? Did anybody go to the game last week? Anybody got any thoughts on that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any thoughts are appreciated here this morning. But I think overall, when people feel strongly about an issue, whatever it is, whether it's recycling or flock cameras or financial stability in the city, I think when people, there is a line that people can cross. And to most people, it's very off-putting to people who are seeing it. I kind of feel that way about political elections, too. I think people are okay with the ads up to a point, but when people go over the line and start saying certain things, I think that's when people really get upset. They say, you know, now I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the insults. And that's why when people insult people, I honestly think even if they agree with the person, they shut them off for the most part. Because they go, why do you have to insult somebody? Why do you have to do that? What's the point of that? You know, it might get attention in the moment, but it's not necessary. I can't imagine calling somebody a name just because I disagreed with what they had to say. I don't ever think that that's necessary. Does anybody think that that's the way to go? That's the way you get attention? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Getaway Friday here. Friday, August the 28th, 2026, 50 minutes now, coming up on 51 minutes, past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Now, also, this governor's race, I want to talk about that for a second, Vivek Ramaswamy and Amy Acton. Now, we're getting ever so close to this race, what, 2 months out now? And every time I ask somebody how they feel about that race, I get the most interesting responses. You know, it's I don't know. It is the weirdest governor's race I have seen in a long, long time. It's almost like if you ask a Republican person how they feel about it, they will tell you that they don't necessarily feel the greatest about Vivek Ramaswamy, but they certainly are not going to vote for Amy Acton. Then, if you ask a more progressive person, Democrat, about Amy Acton, about the race, they'll tell you that they certainly are not going to vote for Vivek Ramaswamy, but they'll say they don't know about Amy Acton. Now, they seem to be all in on Sherrod Brown, the Democrats, but there's something about Amy Acton that they just are not all in on. And I'm not sure what that is. So there's a lot of indecisiveness here in this governor's race. Does anybody have any idea why that is? 740-383-9944. I'd love to hear an opinion on why this governor's race is the way it is. I don't know. You know, if I had to pick a winner in that race at this particular point, I could not do it. Because in the beginning, people thought Vivek Ramaswamy was the unstoppable candidate. They thought he had raised the money. He was a billionaire. He was backed by Trump. He was backed by the Ohio Republican Party. He was going to be unstoppable. And something has stopped him. And when it comes to Amy Acton, I don't think people ever thought that she was unstoppable, but I think they felt she was a good candidate, that she had name recognition, that, you know, there was a lot going on there. Now, data centers have seemingly become the big issue in this governor's race. And how is that playing in to this conversation? And I hate to be the one who keeps bringing it up, but I've brought it up for over a year now. You cannot say that race and possibly gender are not playing a part in this gubernatorial race. I just don't believe that is factual. Because we've got two candidates here who will both be firsts. You know, if Vivek is elected, he'll be the first non-white governor in the history of Ohio. If Amy Acton is elected, she'll be the first female ever elected governor of Ohio. And I think that plays a part in it. It's a very weird thing. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if there's anything on your mind. And we've also, oh, the Dora. I forgot. We've been talking a lot about the Dora this week. I haven't brought that up this hour. And yesterday we heard from one of our friends who goes to Upper Sandusky, where they also have the Dora, and talked about how they like taking their alcoholic beverage outside and seeing some of the activities that are going on outside in Upper Sandusky. Now, here in Marion, I don't know, outside of Third Thursdays and the Popcorn Festival, how that all shakes out, but does anybody have any more thoughts on the DORA? The legislation that allows people in downtown Marion to take a beverage, alcoholic beverage, outside of a business and possibly go into other businesses that allow it, that are in the area of the DORA. Now, right now, the big conversation down at City Council is the DORA too big in Marion? Does it extend too far? I don't think anybody is in favor of getting rid of the DORA. I haven't heard that. But I have heard it's in areas that it should not be, and maybe it's too big. It covers too wide of an area. Any thoughts on the DORA here this morning? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if any of this is of interest to you. You know, maybe people have gotten caught up in the fog this morning. I always say with the phone calls, sometimes it's feast, sometimes it's famine. You know, two mornings ago, it was nothing but phone calls from different people. We heard from a couple new callers, which was always good, is always good. Yesterday, we had a pretty good amount of callers that lasted all the way through the program. But today, we're starting off a little slow on this Getaway Friday. I don't know. Maybe people got away is what happened. Okay, let's go to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, if they do that door where you can sit outside the business and drink, what's the deal with the smoking? There's going to be people wanting to walk up and down the street and complain about the secondhand smoke they're getting. And that's what's hurt so many bars anymore, you know, non-smoking.
Yeah, but I think it's illegal to take a beverage outside of a restaurant. I don't think it's illegal to smoke outside.
No, but you know there's always going to be probably somebody around that complains about that.
Well, it could be, but I think also the impairment that alcohol has for people.
Really, I'm not for it. I mean, alcohol just causes too many problems. If, you know, if you want a fight going on or people arguing that can't control their temper, put some alcohol in them. That's what will happen.
But you know what? Somebody said the other night at the city council meeting, they said, what about marijuana? You know, recreational marijuana is now legal in Ohio.
But that doesn't hype people up and get them wanting to fight and argue.
No, but the question was, are you allowed to go up and down the streets of downtown Marion smoking marijuana? And that would not be legal.
No. You're allowed to smoke it in your house, but, you know, maybe your own yard or something, but, you know, you can't, you know, walk downtown or be in public with it.
No.
You can't have it in your car.
So I think people were wondering if the DORA covered that, and of course it does not.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Scott.
All right, thank you. And again, the phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, 59 minutes past the hour. Well, we're coming up on a break here, and remember, if you really want something good, they have now flips at Kroger. Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Donut Covered Pretzels. You know, I'll tell you, those food people are always thinking as we get ready to head into the autumn of 2026. The autumn colors, the autumn weather, so on and so forth. We're going to take a quick break here, come back in about 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? The